On the show today, we have OneSpan's very own John Gunn talking about how credit unions can compete and win with advanced, secure mobile and online services against the larger institutions out there while actually fully managing risk and compliance. It's a big one, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have OneSpan's very own John Gunn. How are you, John?
I'm doing great, and I'm delighted to join you today.
Yeah, you got the coolest name in the West. All right, John Gunn. I love it. Like you haven't heard that one before. So.
Yeah, old-timers make fun of Peter Gunn, and there's a show, Nancy Gunn, so yeah.
I remember. Yeah, okay. Hey, and we're talking about something else equally as cool here. The topic at hand is how credit unions can compete and win with advanced secure mobile and online services against the larger institutions while actually fully managing risk and compliance. This is a task, John. So how do credit unions accomplish this feat? This is a big one. I want to hear it.
Well, you know, it is. And it's quite a mouthful when you roll it all together. There's someone to kind of break it into
digestible
parts here. But you know, it really goes to the heart of, you know, credit unions, you know, and how they've been competing and gaining, you know, on banks over the last several years. It's really focused on service, you know, and it was easier in the past because, you know, service was focused on the community and the local support, and credit unions could really, you know, provide that to their members. But in an era where more and more people are conducting their business, you know, online, maybe exclusively or mobile exclusively, you know, the competitive field has changed in that regard. Mm-hmm. So it's no longer just about relationship. Well, it's still about relationship, but instead of being a human relationship and a service relationship, it's become this electronic digital relationship. Yeah. And this race about, you know, who can provide the most services. So in some ways, it really poses a, you know, a threat to all the gains that credit unions have made in doing that. So it's important that they can keep millennials, the next generation who's signing up, who are so focused on, you know, from digital onboarding when they first join, you know, the credit union, to all the services they provide, because they may not come into a branch very often.
True.
And the expectations for people for mobile services, you know, have really increased, the speed of services, the breadth of services. So it's so critical that credit unions, you know, can keep pace with this.
Mm-hmm.
And as a back fraud, you know, instant financial institutions that are doing online and mobile transactions, you know, are exposed to a greater fraud risk, and mm-hmm. fraud just skyrocketing. I mean, it's in spite of all the investments, you know, it was more than $10 billion several years ago. It just keeps going up from mm-hmm. there. And the real risk, you know, I think that credit unions face in this regard is that, you know, there's an advantage that people see in joining credit unions, becoming a member, and that, you know, they're going to get higher rates on their deposits. They're going to get lower, you know, interest charges for their loans.
Yep.
But if credit unions start incurring a lot of financial losses to fraud, I mean, that has to be absorbed, and that could put a, you know, crimp in their business.
A little bit. Yeah, that's a good point. And those are some of the challenges, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And so, I mean, so, and you know, and talking about credit unions, a lot of the smaller sized ones may not have the resources to take on, you know, a task like this to, you know, to compete with the larger financial institutions while fully managing risk and compliance. So what advice do you have for them to kind of, you know, overcome these challenges, these hurdles right now?
We do, a lot of them are addressing it, you know, through partnerships and through outsourcing. Because, you know, there's no economies of scales, you know, in a business relationship or a personal relationship, but there are economies of scale in providing digital services.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the largest financial institutions, you know, have, you know, these economies of scale where they have more resources. You know, they may have, you know, hundreds or 1,000+ developers writing, you know, their mobile app, their custom mobile app. So it's critical that credit unions can deliver a similar experience. And some the bigger ones can do it on their own,
sure.
But a lot of the other ones, you know, community-based ones, are going to need to rely on partners who can deliver that,
yep.
You know, who have that. And that same partner will also address the security. You know, we work with integrators and others. You know, we work with Fiserv and people such as that to help them put enablement features into their mobile app, but also to really step up the security so they can get protection from those fraud losses.
Mm-hmm.
So mostly it's probably going to come through a third party unless they're a larger credit union.
Yeah, indeed. And so why is this so important today? Why is this you know, competing against the larger financial institutions so important, and then at the same time fully managing their risk and compliance? Again, quite a balance beam they're on right now.
We don't, it's the core of their business model. You know, they've done great by providing those extra services, and you know, with this new era of digital, you know, they need to maintain that lead in providing services to their members. Mm-hmm. You know, that's part of the reason why people join, and I think they can still do that. You know, and the protection against fraud losses is so critical. There's so many ways that hackers are attacking, whether it's the app itself.
Yeah.
You know, are the a process. You know, some of our newer solutions are really focused on customer onboarding. You know, and there's not just a threat from you know the big banks, but it's also you know the fintechs that mm-hmm. that have no branches and no overhead, and the experience they have for customer onboarding, where I can go from application to having an account in a matter of minutes without ever visiting a branch. And so, you know, solutions that we provide allow them to you know protect against fraud and enable this. So the two go together, because while you enable services, you also enable hackers to attack. So you have to stop fraud simultaneously. And that's really what it's become all about, having an integrated solution that does both.
Yeah, indeed. And I'm glad you brought the fintechs, because, I mean, just last week I got an email from Square. They actually bought the website that hosts my websites or whatever. And so I got this email from Square saying, hey, you're pre-approved for a $25,000 loan. Let us be your loan officer. I'm like, that just blew my mind. I'm like, what? So I had to tell all my credit union friends about that. Hey, this is what we're up against. You know, this is the new lending society, you know, if you will. So it was a really surprise. So I'm glad you brought that up, because that just went ding. So I was like, oh my gosh, here's what we're up against.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the lines that separate the different businesses and channels are blurring.
No doubt.
They're dissolving. And so, but I think for credit unions, they're starting from such a strong position, you know, what they're known for, the reputations. I think for credit unions, it's a matter of not losing that edge as they go through this digital transformation, being able to maintain that leadership and relationship and service, and not have that be compromised by a move to a digital platform. That's where I think it's really at. I mean, they're in that envious position of starting with this great reputation and this great positioning. So it's not sacrificing that as they go to, you know, all mobile customers.
Indeed, yeah. It's going to be interesting to watch how they evolve digitally while maintaining that personal service relationship with their members. So it's going to be kind of interesting, again, the balancing beam that they're on right now to kind of keep that going, one complementing the other, so to speak. So very cool. Hey, do you guys have anything? Does OneSpan have anything? You guys want to plug anything right now, or is there something you want to talk about from OneSpan's perspective?
We never turned down an offer like that.
No, I always like giving folks out there a quick little plug on what they're offering out there. So no worries.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, the first thing I'd say, if anybody who's listening to this has any questions about, you know, their particular position or needs, you know, contact us. We have, you know, 600 plus people. You know, we've got 20 years of experience. Wow. We're providing, you know, half of the largest financial institutions in the world with their solutions for enablement and security, and, you know, 2,000 more. So we've got, you know, decades of experience that we can help people with, you know, for their, you know, custom design for their solution. Mm-hmm. You know, our newest solutions are really focused on stopping the newest, most advanced attacks, you know, using machine learning and all the different layers. And it's really about doing it in the background in ways that the member doesn't even know are happening.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's this frictionless experience. And it's also about enablement. You know, we have solutions that address the full onboarding life cycle, from someone doing the application through ID verification, through them signing the agreements, all the way to bringing them on. And mm-hmm. that's where our solutions really are at.
Right on.
Of what they need.
Gotcha. And as you're saying that, I'm thinking about, gosh, if you ever talk to like a high school junior or a senior going into college and they're wondering what they should major in, what should I pick as a career? And I think cybersecurity is like such a no-brainer right now. It's not going to go away.
For sure. And anything involving artificial intelligence and machine learning, you know, that's big too. And the two work together. We use machine learning to help that a human could. It's also used in, you know, in onboarding and selling services. But I think that the human touch will always be there. Yeah. I think that's where credit unions, you know, if somebody runs into trouble, you know, online, you'll see this pop up and say, you know, would you like to chat to a bot?
Yeah.
I think credit unions will still be able to deliver their higher level of service with humans. Maybe mm-hmm. it's through video.
Yep.
But I think they'll always maintain that edge.
I agree. Anything else to wrap up, John? Thank you so much for this information. It's been quite an education and extremely helpful for our viewers, for sure. Anything else to add, sir?
No, I hope people got value out of it. And Mike, it's a pleasure to join you. And
yeah, thank you.
I'm happy if I helped anybody there.
You got thanks it. I think you did, sir. I think you did. Big time. All right. Well, thanks again, John. Appreciate the time. And look forward to chatting again soon.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.